Amen. It's funny because, you know, you're kind of getting into praise and worship and stuff, and then my guitar string breaks, the monitor's cutting out, my batteries are losing power. But it's going to be good, right? It's all good. You know, it's amazing because I was just spend some time tonight just praying, but then there's just some things the Lord has been laying in my heart about prayer. And, you know, obviously we all, you know what's going on in the news lately. And what we're seeing all around us. But, you know, crazy that, you know, Mr. Carey was just talking about being led by the Spirit. And there's just things where years ago I was led to pray about things, which seemed crazy, you know. You don't realize things, but the Lord kept speaking to me. And this shows you when I would pray for example, I would pray for Roe versus Wade being overturned. And then I would pray for the things in government to be exposed and God to send somebody. And here's the thing, while I was praying, I'd hear this little voice say, "Are you kidding? Why would you pray for that? What can your prayer do?" And I kept doing it more, right? Because obviously that's the enemy coming along, putting the seed of doubt that how can I or you or any of us pray out anything to impact anything? Like it's so vast and it's so big. And just kind of something to think about, I was texting Chris D'Amico and I were kind of talking this week. And one thing he mentioned was that there's about, because I asked him how things are going, and he said that about 60 to 70% of churches, this is our camp, because that he are closed. They're not even open, right? Wow. So 60 to 70% of our churches are closed. So he's not even able to get into anything, right? And that just shows you how things are, you know, out there. So there are a lot of weather. I know that there's just a lot of fear out there with people that's going on lately. And just a lot of stuff, but the thing that keeps coming back to me is prayer. Right now, and you'll see, for example, Adrian had kind of mentioned some things about people that are flipping out and making threats. The devil is in a death rattle right now, right? And there are things that are happening right now that there's just this last kind of, how can I say, not to get too graphic, but I like to hunt. And sometimes when you're approaching an animal, there'll be one last oomph before they die, right? And that's what it kind of reminds me of, that the political realm that we're in right now, you know, we push, the election goes a certain way, we get a conservative, especially God-fearing justice to replace Justice Ginsburg. The extreme left, they're done for decades. Yep. It's over. And they know that. And we are on the cusps of overturning Roe versus Wade. We're on the cusp of exposing all of this junk. You know, and again, people, They don't realize I've been praying for human trafficking for a long time and all of these things. We know that it exists. No time in history has any president or anybody ever focused on this. This week, they arrested 232 people just in human trafficking. Last week was 30. The week before was 20-some. Every week, people are being arrested. This junk is being exposed every single week. This is the biggest week, the most arrests ever. We need somebody that is going to go in and pull this junk down. And that's our prayers are working, guys. And we need to push tonight. I want to spend some time pushing into this junk and praying out the plan. I sense a real strong anointing just me talking about this, because these things are what the heart of God. And, you know, for someone to not care about those little sweet babies that are aborted, to not care about human trafficking, and for people to yank kids away from their families and totally destroy families in the process, you're on a new level of sick person, and you desperately need Jesus, right? So we desperately need to pray that our president will be able to continue this. There are things going on behind the scenes. Just to kind of give you, you know, a few weeks ago, there was a guy that was murdered, and, you know, in the streets, I think it was in Portland, and nobody would do anything about it. The guy ran free, he was on video, everything was great. All of a sudden, the feds show up, and he's not alive anymore. So we're seeing things take behind the scenes that our president and the feds are taking things into their own hands. They are arresting people. They are making things right. We need to pray and continue. And so last night, Adrian and I, we found the news, and we took the dog out. The girls were staying with Donna. And so the first thing I told Adrian was, we're going to see a war like never before. We're going to see attacks on our president, on conservatives, on everything else. And I said, the thing that Brett Kavanaugh went through is going to be kindergarten compared to this next person, because they are done. We need to continue to pray that they're done, that abortion is gone, that this trafficking is gone, that justice will begin to prevail. And just in our conversation last night, just like Adrian, I was telling her, biblically, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. People that are corrupt, it will come forth. It will. Nothing will be hidden. It will come forth at some point. And so we're just continuing to pray that evil is exposed. It has to be exposed. We need it exposed. We've got to have it exposed. We need the glory. Why? Because we see there in the Bible, it says, if we'll repent, and God will come and heal our land. If we'll ask him to forgive us of our sins, again, he'll come. He'll hear us from heaven, and he will come and heal our land. We've got to have a national repentance. We've got to have God come in and heal our land. We need wickedness exposed. And God uses imperfect people. He used King David. I mean, King David is one of my heroes, but it's still, he was a mess, but God still used him. And we need, God is going to use a wrecking ball to fix this problem. And it's been going on too long. And it's not about Democrat, Republican. It's about New World Order coming in, trying to wreck everything, bring in perversion, and usher in this Antichrist spirit, the spirit of Antichrist, and the person of the Antichrist. Because years ago, I was watching a documentary, and one of the heads of the New World Order said, we are ready to usher in a leader, whether he be devil or man. They are expecting a demonic force to come in. Now, we can stop this. We can pray out the plan, and we can cause more pressure on the enemy and God to be glorified. Amen? So, you know, we've got to be really focused on these next few months, and I feel like during this time we're going to do more praying. That's all Adrian and I get, is just spend time in prayer, just praying the things out, because God needs to have things. Our president needs wisdom. And anyway, I believe that we are, now we can, there's one of two things. We can look at this and say it's fear, there's going to be a bunch of junk happen, but I believe it's going to be the routing or the pushing of evil out, so that God and this revival and this outpouring can come and manifest here on this earth. Amen. And I believe we're going into another phase of the church age, where, you know, people are going to be desperate. They're going to be hungry. I just, everybody I talk to Their main thing, their main concern is what's going to happen in the election and what's going to have to happen afterwards. And these are not people that are Christians. These are people that are worldly that I'm talking to, right? And you don't have to be very smart to figure out that there's something happening. Something is happening. You don't have to be spiritual at all to know that something is going on. But we're going to pray those things out. Amen. We've got to give. So let's just spend some time tonight. Let's just pray out the plan. Amen. Yeah. And I don't wish anybody, and this is clear, I know that, you know, when Margaret Thatcher died, there was all these people that were just wonderfully happy that this conservative woman was dead, and you know, the former prime minister of UK. But, you know, whether I agree with someone, I never want to see that. And I hope that, for example, if you know, Ginsburg, Justice Ginsburg would have repented and you know, of her sin. We definitely don't want to see anybody go to hell. But we do know that there's change going on right now. God is moving some things around. He's doing some things differently. And this is an absolute God. I mean, this is the stuff that God is doing is absolutely amazing. And the devil's not going to get a foothold, and there's not going to be fear. That's the main thing, is the devil thrives on fear, and us as the church, we do not need to have fear. We don't. We need to pray things out. We need to be bold. We don't need to be shy. We don't need to be scared about these things, because God is on the throne, and we're going to pray things out. Father, we come before you tonight. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that it's just a privilege and an honor to come before you and to pray things out, to pray out mysteries unto your throne according to 1 Corinthians, Lord God. We pray not unto men, but unto God. Father, tonight we glorify you, Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord. We thank you for your guidance. We thank you, Lord, that you speak and you share those things in your heart to your sons and your daughters, Lord, by your Spirit. Tonight, we thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We thank you that this nation, in the name of Jesus, is dedicated to the name of Jesus. We thank you that this nation is protected. We thank you that this nation is moving forth. God, we pray down the glory of God. We pray the glory of God into this church. We pray the glory of God into this nation. Lord God, we pray the glory of God in like never before, Lord. Father, we praise you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. Lord God, right now we pray for our president and vice president and their families. Lord, we pray that your strength, your protection is around the president and the vice president. We thank you there's wisdom, Lord God. You told us in Timothy to pray for those in authority that we may live a peaceable life. We thank you that this demonic, secular, communist, socialist spirit that is coming against this nation, we come against you in the name of Jesus. And I curse you in the name of Jesus. I declare that the Spirit of God will be manifest in America like never before. And the mouth rises up and in judgment, like the Word says, against those who are godly, will be brought to shame in the name of Jesus, will be condemned in the name of Jesus. Those people who will not repent of their sins in this nation, that are nations and that are politicians and leaders, those behind the scenes are going to be exposed in the name of Jesus for their sins and their evil works, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we declare it, Lord. We speak that our president has wisdom in the name of Jesus. Wisdom and strength and refreshment, Lord God, and power and the anointing on him, Lord God, and boldness and fear is leaving him in the name of Jesus. That he'll be able to stand against this dragon that is trying to intimidate him. And we speak as the church. We speak to the dragon and you say, go back to where you came from, into the abyss, and never come back. In the name of Jesus. And we take authority over you in the name of Jesus. Just like Abraham came before the Lord and he pleaded before the Lord. And he said, Lord, if there be 10 righteous, Lord God, we thank you that there are at least 10 righteous in this nation. But we speak to the enemy in the name of Jesus. And we declare that you will bow in the name of Jesus. right now that you will not function in this nation, that your spirit of Jezebel and witchcraft, you are broken in the name of Jesus. And we speak to you. We take authority over you in the name of Jesus. And we declare the blood of Jesus over this president, over this nation, over the vice president and their families. And we plead the blood over this nation like never before. And devil, you will not have this nation. You will not have this election. You will not have your abortion anymore. It is broken. And we say that the ruling of Roe versus Wade, it is broken. It is destroyed in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. No spirit of intimidation. No threats are going to stop the movement of God anymore in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord God. We thank you that God's people are protected. And there's more boldness on the church like never before to stand in the face of the devil, to stand in the face of intimidation, to stand in the face of threats, and to say, by the name of Jesus, we take authority over you. You will back down. You will not have your way. But we will have victory over you. Lord, we pray for pray for the Attorney General Barr, Lord, in the name of Jesus. There will be boldness in the name of Jesus. There'll be protection over him also in the name of Jesus. We speak angels over him. We speak by the authority in the name of Jesus that you said that you have brought angels and ministering spirits to go forth for the heirs of salvation, Lord. We are heirs of salvation. We declare those spirits are going forth to protect the president, the vice president, also those in Senate and Congress that are loyal to you, Lord, and the Attorney General Barr, Lord God, that there is boldness. We speak, Lord, right now, that those indictments that are sealed right now will be unsealed in the name of Jesus. And the wicked will be punished in the name of Jesus if they do not repent of their sins, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, because this nation is coming back to God like never before. The Spirit of God is being poured out. We declare boldness on Attorney General Barr, Lord God, that he will pursue the evil. He will punish in the name of Jesus and go after them in the name of Jesus. And we declare the evil that is running in the streets rampant, that these people will be exposed in the name of Jesus. These evil organizations that are coming with racism and race baiting, Lord God, that these people that are taking money from other sources, Lord God, it'll be exposed in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord God. We declare that the media that has been spreading lies and has been having the tongue of the Satan, that you will be exposed, you will be humbled, you will be brought down, you will be brought to shame in the name of Jesus. And we declare, Lord, right now, that there will be new news sources coming that will be righteous, that will tell the truth, Lord God, that will speak the word from heaven, Lord God. News sources that are holy and righteous, that will speak truth, Lord God. Lord, we declare that this wicked, evil source coming from Satan is exposed, it is demolished, it is brought to nothing, and they will be forced to speak what God says. They will be forced to say the truth. We thank you, Lord, right now, that the righteous people and the people of America will rise up and be fed up with the evil in this nation. Be fed up with the conspiracy. Be fed up with this evilness and this attack on people. This attack that is trying to attack the American people. That the American people are bad and they're evil and they're wrong. We declare, Lord, right now, in the name of Jesus, that the blinders of the eyes of people in this nation will be taken off of their eyes. That the nation, the Americans in this nation will not be blinded anymore. But truth will prevail, Lord God. Righteousness will prevail, Lord God. That perversion and the sinful, the lusts and the perversion that this world is trying to suck people into, it will be exposed. Righteousness, the glory of God, the fruits of the Spirit, Lord God. Holiness will come and it will be manifest like never before. We pray for holiness on this nation. Lord God, a sorrow that leads to repentance. Our nation is coming. Well, our knees are being bowed to the name of Jesus. Lord God, this nation is, we are returning to prayer, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we dedicate this nation to Jesus. We dedicate it to Jesus. We dedicate it to Jesus. Oh, katadama. Oh, kasekere. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I speak, Lord, right now. Not only is a tithing and giving important and vital, but Lord, I speak right now that you promise in your word that the wealth of the wicked will be laid up for the righteous. I declare right now, wealth transfer from evil, wicked, worldly rulers will be stripped from them in the name of Jesus. Those funds will be transferred to the righteous in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. I declare a wealth transfer in the name of Jesus. Not only that, but I declare in this time of this coronavirus, Lord God, that many people have lost their jobs, I declare that the church, that there is witty inventions, there are ideas coming to godly men and women, Lord God, that the jobs they're in, that they will move out of those, and there'll be things where they'll have massive wealth come into them, their hands, Lord God, just like the Israelites had during the days of Egypt, Lord God, and in other times throughout history, and then also in Germany, those masses of amounts of wealth would flow into Christians' hands, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I declare that there are more Christian businessmen and women, Lord God, witty inventions and ideas and leaders and mentors, Lord God, that would come into the Christian community, Lord God. And this spirit or attitude that money is evil would fall off the church, Lord God, and they would see that the love of money is the root of all evil, Lord God. That money is not a god, but money is a tool to bring righteousness, to bring food, to feed people, to bring deliverance to people, and to help people, Lord God, and to turn people's hearts, Lord God. We declare it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. More Christians are becoming millionaires and billionaires, Lord God, in the days to come. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. It doesn't matter what the stock market does. No matter what the market, the economy, we are not subject to the world system, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we declare. We thank you, Lord, that you brought the disciples a golden coin out of a fish's mouth. We declare it, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that people in this church, in this community, Lord God, in the body of Christ, will begin to find gold in fish's mouth, those secret places where God is revealing things to Christians, Lord God, that there is favor and anointing on businesses right now, Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus. We declare favor in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it. Lord, I speak right now, Lord, the next Supreme Court justice will be handpicked from God. We thank you, you're anointing the president to for a new choice. But God, I speak right now, this person has the spirit of Stephen on them and has the anointing of Jesus and has the anointing of Moses, that every lying, demonic tongue that will try to rise to attack them, there will be something that will expose the evil in the name of Jesus. He or she will have wisdom like never before to speak just like God's word out of Hebrews, that is sharp. It is a double-edged sword that divides the soul and the spirit asunder, and it cuts. This person, when their words will come forth, he or she will cut the enemy in two. There will be such wisdom and godly anointing on this person that when the attacks come, they will be cutting he or she. Their response will be a weapon in the name of Jesus, that those who try to attack will be brought to shame. They will be cut in the name of Jesus. We declare that there is wisdom on him. We declare that there is more wisdom on the White House speaker and also, Lord, the president, that there will be wisdom on them to cut, that there will not be a response, but there'll be wisdom upon the president, wisdom upon the White House speaker, Lord, in the name of what wisdom on the vice president and his family also, Lord God. Wisdom on the Attorney General bar, Lord. Wisdom on these men and women like never before, Lord God. And I speak and I pray over the existing Attorney General, I'm sorry, over the Supreme Court justices right now, that God, Lord, that you will visit them and that there will be a turning of their hearts, Lord God, to righteousness in the name of Jesus. That there'll be a repentance on their hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it, Lord. We also pray that the Senate and the Congress, those seats up, Lord God, right now, the Lord, that they will turn to righteousness in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord, right now. And we declare that there is no fraud in the elections. No fraud in the elections. Any fraud that is attempted, that those people will be punished in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord, right now. We declare that these elections will not go on for days and days and weeks and months. And we thank you it'll be such a blowout. It'll be settled that night in the name of Jesus. We declare it, Lord, that the enemy will be shut and there will be no defense or offense to defend them. But we declare it, Lord, right now that it is done. That it is done. This election is done. It is sealed. It is done. There is no debate. It is finished. This nation will get on. And we declare, Lord, right now that the second term will be greater than the first term, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we declare it in the name of Jesus that the evil will be exposed on a greater level coming in next year and in the years to come, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. But we pray down, Lord God, your glory. Lord, we ask for your glory to come in this nation. Lord God, it will be cool to be Christian, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that the foolishness of the world, it'll be embarrassing. It will not be appeased to the Americans anymore or to this world. We declare, Lord, every church is full in the name of Jesus. That it, the anointing, that God, there's healings like never before. There's a spiritual outpouring like never before. Spirit of wisdom like never before, Lord God. Salvations like never before. Baptism of the Holy Spirit like never before, Lord. We declare it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You know, one thing that I just kept getting is, you know, I remember when I went to Africa, my flight from Amsterdam to Nairobi, Kenya, had to be routed. And I think I had about another hour or two on my flight because of the seven wars we were at that time. You know, obviously, the previous president, he inherited, the Afghan and the Iraqi war. But I'm making this for a contrast where we're at now and what I feel like the Holy Spirit is leading. But we had seven wars going on at that time. There was Syria on top of that. We also had Yemen. We had Libya with Gaddafi. Morocco, we also had, there was conflict in Saudi Arabia. There was, Iran was fighting also at the time. We had all these wars going on. Egypt was exploding. And we couldn't go around Egypt or Libya. And do you realize how much chaos we were in? How much war we were in at that time? You know, our former president got Nobel Peace Prize. Give me a break. We had like six more wars going on, right? The Middle East was an absolute chaotic meltdown mess, right? And all I remember was I was like, well, I'm using my faith. I got to go. And do you realize what Trump is signing this week? We have historic peace like never before. Why? Because we have righteousness. And Lord is speaking to me that because of righteousness, we have peace, right? We have peace. And it looks bad now, but I believe that there is going to be a purging going on. God is a purging going on, and we're going to have peace in America like never before. But it's a process. And Lord just showed me that we had that overseas, and we're having somebody that's bringing peace like never before. And we've always been at war. I mean, there's always some conflict. I mean, ever since I can remember, there's always something going on, right? But you know how we're pulling out of these wars, and we're having peace talks like never before. And I believe that once this, we get things leveled out, that we continue to pray, because the Bible says that, again, it says that in Timothy, that we are to pray for those in authority, we may live peaceable lives. We're praying for righteous people to come into those places of authority. When they come into places of authority, godly people, of course there's conflict. God, you know, the Lord said he came in Revelation, he came to make war. Well, it's not because he's picking on people, but he's making a war against evil. And then also he is a peacemaker, not a peacekeeper. There's a big difference between that, right? So, you know, the world wants a peace, wants a Chamberlain during World War II. You know, they want a Chamberlain that is just going to draw peace and look all over Hitler. We need a peacemaker that's going to come in, right? Yeah. you know, we need British Prime Minister. Yeah, Winston Churchill. They came in afterwards. Yeah. And, you know, we're seeing that now. We have somebody before that's bowing to every evil, wicked person, trying to make peace, and we have somebody now that is a complete turnaround. So, you know, again, it's not about feelings. You know, many people in the world, they want to look at somebody because they're really slick, they're a smooth talker, they make me feel good and everything else, and they're Satan on the other end, right? They're, you know, we don't want to get any more wars. We want peace. We want peace in America. We want, you know, God to come and manifest himself. And so, anyway, but don't get in fear. I just keep getting that. Don't get in fear. It's going to be bumpy, I believe, coming. But in the end, righteousness over time, we're going to see peace. Amen? Because it's not, look at what's happening right now. I mean, we're seeing all of this stuff, and schools are really a concern of mine. We're seeing schools that, you know, it's just craziness going on in schools. And that's another thing I've been praying out too, is just that the school systems would turn around, that godly men and women. And I think too, you know, as we're just things that the Lord's been, I've just in prayer lately that, you know, as far as, and I think we need to really focus on our calling for God. I mean, not everybody's calling is a preach, but maybe your calling is a business owner, or maybe your calling is, you know, We need Christians in government. We need Christians in the school systems. We need Christian teachers. We need Christian administrators in schools. We need, you know, we need to start taking things back. Yeah. And I'm just really the Lord's, I mean, you look at, and I know that I'm kind of going off some things, but I'm bringing things to a point here. You know, you read the Communist Manifesto that was in the 50s and 60s, and their whole plan was to infiltrate the school systems and take them over. And they've done that. And I'm thinking to myself, why haven't Christians done that? Why don't we have a game plan of we're taking the schools back over? We're going to start infiltrating these institutions again. We're taking government over. We're going to take school systems over, right? We're going to start taking things over, institutions back that we've lost. And so, you know, I'm just, my prayer is that, you know, we begin to have this mentality that we are going to start taking things over again. I think the church and, you know, with LBJ, he created the 501c3 that states that if you're a church, then you can't say anything political. Right. Well, IRS can come and take the 501c3 win tomorrow. I could care less. It doesn't matter, right? Do what you want to. I'm going to say what I want to say. In fact, let's go to court. I'll win, and then we'll reverse 501c3. But they don't want to do that because the 501c3 will be reversed. And it's a great tool to intimidate pastors and church leaders and to say that you can't say anything political. Well, I can say whatever I want to. And let's go to court over it. And I have friends of mine that will send tapes to the IRS to get them into a lawsuit to overturn it. I know a number of pastors that do. So anyway, guys, we're not going to be intimidated by the government. We're not going to be intimidated by anybody else. We're going to do what God tells us to do and say what God tells us to do, and with righteousness, right? And it doesn't matter what anybody thinks. We're going to go with the Word of God, and we're going to have righteousness, because when the end of the day, we're going to stand before the Lord and we're going to make account of things. Yeah. And I don't want to be afraid of what people think, right? So again, we've got to be God-fearing, and people will be drawn to you because of your strength. Amen? Right. And so we were just laughing about things, just Adrian and I were just yesterday, and how we were talking about the president. And I said, you know, it's funny how everybody tries to treat him as a politician, but he's not a politician. It's like, when is the news, when are people going to figure out, this guy's not a politician at all? I love it. But anyway, it's just, we need to pray. Again, I'm not, it's not, you know, and it's, you know, whatever. It's just that God is, there's a momentum here. Yeah. And I don't care whether it's Republican or Democrat. I just want God's agenda to be done. That's it. And let's get out of here. Let's just get it done and get out of here. And wherever, you know, whoever's going to get rid of abortion, whether that's Republicans or Democrats, whoever's, you know, going to put righteousness back, I don't care. Let's go there and just see God heal our land again. Amen. There's too many people in America that are dying and depressed. And I mean, it's just, you know, one of our, a gal that we know, she's an opera singer. And she's talking about all the people in music and arts that they have no way of making money, and they're committing suicide left and right. This, it's not, again, it's, this isn't a COVID thing, just a COVID thing. There are so many effects. You know, everybody's focused on the COVID. What about the economic and the emotional impact on people? That's why the church is so important, because it's nice to have a pulse on what's going on around us, and to pray together and encourage one another and let people know that, you know what, we're going to get through this. God is going to prevail. Yeah. It's going to be okay, right? Right. You know, and so just be encouraged. And it doesn't matter how ugly things get and all the rhetoric on the news. You know what? We are going to see victory, and we're going to continue to pray it out. I've felt like so many times I've prayed, I'm like, God, have you heard any of this thing? I've been praying about the schools and abortion and our government and righteousness coming in. Guys, it's coming. And, you know, the roosters are coming. Chickens are coming to roost. So, I mean, it's going to happen. And it's an exciting time, you know. But the devil is going to throw a fit, and it doesn't matter what he does or his cohorts do. You know, again, we're gonna pray down and pray against these spirits that are coming. And it's all about intimidation. That's all he has. That's all the devil has, is intimidation and threats. And if you know who you are in God, and you know your righteousness, and yeah. we're joint heirs with Jesus Christ, it doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
Like the Bible says, if God be for us, who can be against us? It doesn't matter how many people scream and yell and riot and do everything else. Me and God, we're a majority, and things will change when we begin to pray, and it helps when we all join in and pray. Amen?
Amen.
So,
you know, something just came up in my heart about the church, and so Dwayne and I had dinner with his folks this week, and, you know, they're like, yeah, we're just, you know, now, they're going to lose my church, we're just, you know, Saturday nights, they have, like, 50 people or whatever, and, like, you got to sign up or whatever, but, you know, we're still at home, and, you know, I mean, it's okay, I mean, listen, it's okay, it's our annual age, we need to be at home, and I said, which, I'm just pretty bold and say things that I think, but I said, you know, but there's safety in the ark. I said, so
right.
everybody's off
right.
by themselves, and I said, and they're watching online and everything, but I said, there's safety in the ark.
Right.
And I said, we need to be together with our fellow believers. And so then I was just thinking that as you were speaking that, but then it came up on my heart just to pray for the church body, and that people's eyes will be opened, and that they will start demanding
mm-hmm.
that they go back to church.
Right.
So, and then I said, and then it came up to pray that, and if their pastor won't open the church, then they start meeting at home.
Mm-hmm.
That church,
yeah, that's what's happening.
So important.
Right.
That they stop saying we can't be together. We can't
right.
be together. But their eyes are open. They see it in the Word. But as the day is approaching, that you need to be together more, not less. But it just came up in my heart that that they start to realize that is where their safety is. That
right.
is where they are. And if their ark won't open, then they make their own ark.
Mm-hmm.
And that they get other believers,
right.
like-minded believers, and then that the Holy Spirit would move. And we were praying earlier too, and we were praying that the Holy Spirit would move in. I saw and I heard like a mighty rushing wind. Just like on the day of Pentecost, that the Holy Spirit would come
mm-hmm.
in and like a mighty rushing wind to those churches that are not filled with the Spirit.
Right.
That those bodies that are not filled with Spirit, but it'd just be like the day of Pentecost again. And that tongues of fire would come upon them, and that they would be, you know, fully born again.
Yes.
And filled with the Spirit, and that the fire would ignite.
Mm-hmm.
But that he will come in. It'll be like a mighty rushing wind, just like the day of Pentecost.
No.
And I saw that all the churches, like I said, the ones that aren't of that persuasion,
mm-hmm.
but you can't deny it.
Right.
He came in, and they couldn't deny what was happening. It
mm-hmm.
happened.
Yep.
And that same thing is going to happen regardless. They're not going to be able to stop it. Because the Holy Spirit is coming in, and it's fire, and the fire will ignite, and people will be filled with the Spirit more than ever before.
Mm-hmm.
Ever before.
Amen. And I think, too, we're going to see not only businesses close, I think churches, a lot of churches are going to
yeah.
close after this. They're not going to open anymore.
No, I don't
think so either. There's just a lot that aren't going to. So,
yeah.
But.
Yeah. Okay, I guess, you know, you got to weed out the terrorists. You know, we got to get this people that are fake phony calls. You know, we got to get rid of all those people. That includes churches. Repent. Yeah. I'm not saying that, but repent. And if you're tired, like I said, I just believe if people say, you know, okay, my body won't open, you know, especially in places that literally they can't open.
Right.
People will just say, I don't care.
Right.
I'm going to make our own church then.
Yeah.
You know, that people will start to get bold and they will start to see that. And that you, yes, that there is safety in, you know, having, you know, being under your pastor, but your pastor won't do anything, what are you going to do? You're going to have to say, we're standing up for this. This is important. You know, and they'll figure it out. People just need to get bold.
Yep.
You know, and I think we've had a couple instances with our family lately. Another thing that came up in me is that just like the Word says, you know, mother against daughter,
right.
you know, brother against sister, you know, cousin against cousin, because that's what's happening in my family. It's all the cousins. But it's like, you know, that doesn't mean you don't, I love you, but I can't help you.
Right.
You know, but I think that's the thing, you know, don't let that back you down.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because those are real relationships, and I immediately feel bad, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But no, you know, okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
But be okay with it, because that's not on you.
Right.
You know, I think that we're going to see that more and more stuff gets more and more exposed, that people just are so entrenched,
mm-hmm.
they cannot see.
And it's
they don't want to see.
Yeah,
they can't see. It's their choice not to see.
It's a spirit on people.
Yeah.
You know, you know that. You know, as we close here, it's just, you know, there's spirit on people on the news, because, yeah, it's like they're not even, when you talk to them, it's like you're talking to a wall.
Yeah.
You know, and people have strongholds, you know, Bible. We just need to pray against strongholds with people.
Yes.
It is a mental stronghold. So,
yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's go ahead and pray. I'm going to go ahead and end here, and then. I just want to pray a few things out before we leave. Father, my prayer is that there's no fear over anyone here. Lord, there is strength and power and anointing and blessings on them. Lord, I'm speaking right now. Finances come into their lives, just vision for their lives, Lord God, that it doesn't matter what the world is pretty much has said this whole year, oh, everybody's life's on hold. We got to hold. No, that's not us at all. Amen. We're not, our lives are not on hold. We're moving forward with God. We're moving forward with the things of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we thank you for fresh vision and fresh passion and fresh insight and just a hunger and a joy like never before, even though our world is in just despair and depression and anxiety and not knowing what to do. We know what to do because we have the greater one living on the inside of us, Lord. And I thank you. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, so I got it.